Hi guys, the first thing we're going to talk about in our quick start guide to understanding women is the concept that what she really wants is to be your number one priority. She wants to know that you love and cherish her above all else. No, she doesn't want to ruin your life or run your life, either one. She actually wants to know. She wants to know by the reliability of your words and your actions that she's always at the top. Her hope and prayer is that she runs a very close second to God Himself. You probably don't realize just how important your opinion is to her. Despite how it may seem, much of her self-esteem depends on what she thinks you think of her. Not what you actually think of her, but what she thinks you think of her. And she makes that determination based on your behavior, all you choose to do or choose not to do in regard to her, including setting your priorities. Please, guys, don't ask her permission to do something that you want to do. She doesn't want to be your mama. She really doesn't. It may seem like that sometimes, but she really doesn't. She wants to be married to a man. And a man will tell his wife, or if we're still talking about a girlfriend at this point, and you want her to be your wife, there's no time like the present to learn this. But what she wants to know is what you're thinking, what you're planning, what's going on between your ears. And she wants to be able to have input into that. So tell her. Tell her what you're thinking. Tell her what you want to do. You know, you could say, hey, I want to go to the ball game with the guys on Friday night. Is that going to interfere with any plans that you have? And what you're doing is you're not asking her permission, but you are being considerate in that you're letting her know what you would like to do, but that she's more important to you even than that. And that will eliminate a problem if she's, man, if she's got a surprise planned for you on Friday night, she's fixing your special dinner, she's going to be so crushed if you just blow her off and say, I'm going to the ball game. And that's the end of that. So just ask for input. Ask her if it'll interfere with anything she's got planned. If you're talking about the backyard fence and what you want that to look like, you know, ask her for her input. If she has a completely different idea than you do, then just say, let me think about that. And then give it some serious consideration and come back to her. And you can come back and either say, you know, I really think I want to go with this original style I was thinking about, but I really appreciate your input. And it sounds like that could be another possibility too. But I think we're going to stick with the original idea. She'll actually have far more respect for you if you take the time to consider what she says. You know, part of being a priority is feeling like you're cherished by the man you love. You know, that the good news is that cherishing her is actually way easier than you realize. And it's something you probably already have a natural desire to do. And it's simply to be her hero. All men that I've ever met love to be heroes. It comes so naturally to you guys to behave like a knight in shining armor to every woman you meet. The little lady who can't reach the last can of Who hash on the top shelf at the market. Or the gal with a flat tire who can't figure out how to work the air machine at the gas station. Or even to your grandmother. But as a romantic partner, you may have forgotten the importance of being gallant, chivalrous, courteous, polite, gentlemanly, thoughtful, gracious, suave toward her, especially if it seems like she doesn't appreciate you. And I promise I'm going to be working with the women on that too, because we're not as appreciative as we should be. But if you want her to follow your lead, if you want her to be your perfect romantic partner, the first thing you're going to need to do is put forth extra effort in helping her realize that you are first and foremost her knight, that she is the one lady that you cherish above all others. She's your priority. I can't emphasize this enough. This part is absolutely crucial if she is, or if you ever want her to be, your wife and lover. So if you haven't been gallant for a while, there's no way you can get into this expecting an immediate payoff. Winning her trust will take some time. That is, you're going to need to convince her that you're treating her well just because you love her. and that you're not trying to get something in return, like sex. But be encouraged, sex is good for both of you and it's essential, and I'm talking with the ladies about that too. But whatever you do, remember that being her knight in shining armor is simply a gift to her. Then act accordingly. Now, where do you begin with that? Every girl knows that a hero does simple, everyday things to make her feel special. He opens the door for her, allows her to enter the room first. He pulls out a chair for her at the table. When you go to a restaurant, even if it's only the local Subway sandwich shop, he'll ask what she would like and then place the order for her, saying, "The lady will have," ... adding his own order last. Very sweet and very, very irresistible. He makes eye contact with her when they're talking, which clearly communicates that all he cares about at that moment is her. He looks into her eyes and derives great pleasure in just seeing her looking back at him. He gives her a hug, not because he wants sex, but because he finds her so adorable. And if he wants to take it over the top, he'll ask her to dance. There are so many ways you can help keep your relationship alive and well through fun and friendship. So be creative. But honestly, guys, my opinion, dancing is the absolute best, even if you have to left feet. She'll love you for your honest efforts, so why not give her a try?